Psalm chapter 25. Psalm chapter number 25. We'll sing this song together. Psalm chapter number 25. And Brother Jeremiah will get the words up there on the screen for you. You've got it in your Bibles. Unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in thee. In the book of Psalm, what chapter do you think we're going to go to? 145, Psalm 145. I have been singing this song all week. I really, really have been enjoying this song. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his words. In the book of Psalm, we go all the way to chapter 1, chapter number 1. Psalm chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day. Remember the last book we've learned from? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and singing 16 through 20. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For abstain from all appearance of evil. You guys have been doing a great job. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the young men, the young ladies that have been giving me your attention. I appreciate that so much. Thursday is one of my favorite days of camp because you guys are hilarious on Thursday, okay? I sit over there and watch you guys, and it is just hilarious on Thursday because you all are totally wiped out, exhausted. And it is hilarious when we have a game, you're sitting there like this. And then the game starts. Let's all cheer. Oh, man, it takes about everything you have to cheer, doesn't it? And then there's some that sit there while everybody's jumping on top of their chairs like, yeah, we're going to win. And they're like, yeah, I'm so done. I ain't got nothing left. I'm done. I know what it's like to be exhausted. Man, I put everything I had into last night. Some of you said I lost a little bit of control. That's probably a little true. I don't get excited. There is nothing I get more excited about than preaching the Word of God. I've seen some people go completely nuts over a sports activity. I've seen the cheering, you guys. My goal in preaching is that I will top everybody when you're cheering for somebody that's carrying an empty spoon back to dump off. You're like, yeah, we're going to win. You're doing nothing at all, but we're going to win. I want to top you, man. When it comes to the Word of God, there's nothing I get more excited about. I make no apologies for that whatsoever. But I understand where you're at. I understand that you are tired. So what I'm going to try and give to you today is some truth. I want to give something that is going to help you. I believe I've been watching your attendance to the preaching. I've been watching your response to the Word of God. And I believe there are young ladies, and I believe there are young men in this room that you are desiring to get in the way. You desire to learn how to honor and how to obey. Today I want to give you some truth that if you learn how to apply it to your life, it is going to help you stay in the way. I want to give you this truth, but you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to give me something to earn this truth. The scripture says to buy the truth and sell it not. When it comes to preaching, there is something you have to pay to receive it. So everybody get out your money and I want your money. I'm just joking. I don't want your money. You could pay me all the money you have. You cannot buy truth with money. It's impossible. You cannot do that. If you go to college and you walk up to your professor and say, here's all the money. I'm giving you all my money. I want all the truth. I'm going home now. I just bought it. Is that going to work? No. You all have to pay for truth. You know how that works? Pay attention. Pay attention. It takes hard work to pay attention, especially when you're tired. So if you feel yourself tired right now, you got to make yourself sit up straight. You've got to make yourself uncomfortable. You've got to make yourself, I'm tired. I was sitting over here watching the game, and halfway through the game, I realized I had zoned out. I'm exhausted as well. I'm sitting over there. You know what that's like? You've been playing the game. You finally sit down for a few moments, and you realize, whoa, I'm exhausted right now. And so you have to get yourself moving. To pay attention, you've got to sit up straight. Make yourself do it. I'm going to ask you guys to put yourselves into the message today to pay attention. We're going to go with me, if you would, in your Bibles, and we're going to the book of Psalm again. Psalm 119. Psalm and 119. Last night, I preached kind of hard. Last night, I tried to tell you that some of you think you're in the way, but I hope last night you realized that you're not in the way you should be. You're not obeying the way you should be. You're not honoring the way you should be. And you have that thought, I want to go home. I want to go home and obey my parents. I want to go home and show the right kind of honor. But if you're honest with yourself, you know that's not going to be very easy, don't you? You know it's not going to all of a sudden just change and you're going to go home and I'm a perfect little angel. It's not going to happen. I want to give you something that's going to help you stay in the way. Psalm 119 and verse number 9. Psalm 119 and verse number 9. I'm going to sing it. I want you to repeat the song after me. You ready? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Wherewithal shall a young man or a young lady cleanse their way? How are they going to get in the way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. What word is it talking about? What do you think? God's word. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Then it says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Wandering from God's way is extremely easy. Because while you're trying to get in the way, you've got the flesh, the world, and the devil, and what are they shouting to you? Get out of the way. Everything is against you. Everything wants you to get out of the way, and you're trying to stay in the way, and it's too easy to wander from God's commandments. I was taking a hike just this last week with some boys at a camping trip, and we were staying up later than we should have, because we were camping, and that's what you do. And it was just about midnight. And me and these five boys decide, let's go take a midnight hike. We're going to go out middle of night. It's dark. We grabbed our flashlights, and we headed down the trail. As we're going down the trail, if you've ever been walking in the dark, it's a little creepy. You can't see anything except for what your flashlight is on. And every noise you hear, you wonder, what is that? I mean, it could be a small little lizard crawling around in the grass, but you go, is it a snake? What is it? Is it a bear? Is it going to eat me? What's going to happen? It's a little freaky. Well, as we're walking down the path, we see that there's this little side path kind of going off to the side. And we go, I wonder what that's like. Now, this side path wasn't a big, wide path like the aisle here that we were walking on. The brush and the trees were starting to kind of grow over this path. So we started walking and kind of pushing up under these brushes. Now we started just about right here. And we walked through and kind of turned and twisted through the brush with a very, very hard trail to see. We could just see it with our flashlights. We get about this far in and the trail disappears. And so we kind of follow our way through the brush and get over here. We have literally only walked from there to here from the trail. I turn around because there's no way, it's not wide enough. We've been coming, cutting through the brush, and so there's no way for me to walk around everybody. So we all turn around, and the person that was in the last now becomes the leader. And they start walking out, and they get to about the middle and go, I don't know where to go. They had no clue. So I'm standing there watching. I know that the trail that we need to get back to is just right over there. And then I said, well, you guys got us back here. Get us out. And so all five of the boys I was with all started going a different direction, trying to figure out where the path was. We were this far away, and they were lost in the woods already. You know how easy it is to get lost in the woods? When you wander off the trail, it's so easy to get lost. My dad would take me out hunting all the time growing up. Every year we would go out hunting. And one year we drove out into the middle of nowhere. We followed this wood path, the woodcutter's path, where they'd go out and cut the trees down. And we drove out there, and my dad said, I believe that way out in the woods back here is a lake. What we're going to do is we're going to hike back to the lake. But there is no trail to go to the lake. There's no path for us to follow. So here's what we're going to do. I will direct us to the lake. You follow me to the lake. When we come back, I want you to bring us back to the truck. I said, no problem. I'll pay attention. And so as we're walking through the woods, I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on, and I realize all my dad is doing is walking in a straight line. I can walk in a straight line. That's not a problem. So I figured this is going to be no big deal to get back to the truck. We walked for about 10, maybe 15 minutes, got to the lake. We sat there on the lake while the sun started going down. And right before it got dark, my dad said, okay, we need to go ahead. It's about a 10, 15 minute walk. We're going to go ahead and go back. I said, yes, sir. He says, I'm following you. So I said, yes, sir, no problem. So I turned around, put the lake to my back, and started walking towards the truck. As I'm walking towards the truck, my goal is I'm going to walk in a perfectly straight line. I'm trying to go to the truck. I know it's that way. I'm going to walk in a straight line. So as I'm walking, I happen to come across a tree. And, well, I can't walk through a tree. That's not possible. So I decided to turn and away from the tree. And then I come across another tree, so I turn to get away from the tree. I come across another tree, so I turn to get away from the tree. And then I come across, and I turn. 20 minutes later, how did I get back to the lake? What, the lake is right here. I was walking away from the lake. No, I never went out in the woods and just went, I'm going the other way. No, it was small, little wandering movements. And next thing I know, I ended up back at the lake. I stood there looking at the lake, and then I looked at my dad, and he said, that's not the truck. And so we tried again. And I started walking. He says, you make sure you don't get distracted by the woods. You don't get distracted. You don't wander. You've got to keep your purpose in mind. You know where you're headed. Yes, sir, to the truck. Another 20 minutes later, and getting darker, guess where we're back at again? The lake. I could not stay in the way. I couldn't stay in the right path. And so my dad started to give me some truths that will guide me. He's like, okay, it's getting way too dark now. We've got our flashlights out. I don't want to be out here in the middle of the woods with the bears. It's only a 15-minute walk, and we've spent like almost an hour out here already. It's time to get back. So I said, are you going to let me help you? Yes, sir, because I am totally lost at this point. I don't even know where the truck is anymore. He says, I want you to think, when we left the truck, where was the sun? So I thought real hard. I says, the sun was behind us. He said, good. So if you walk to the lake with the sun behind you, to get to the truck, where would you place the sun? In front of me. Where did the sun set? Or where is the sun setting right now? I said, that way. He said, then that's the way you go. And what he would do is as we walked through the woods, when I would get turned, he would give me some reproof. And he would say, Michael, where's the sun? Over there. Then where should you be going? Over there. And he would reprove me and point me towards the truth. He would point me towards righteousness. He would give me help so that I would not wander in the way. So to keep you from wandering in the way, God gives you his word. Verse number 3. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. God does not want us to sin against him. He wants us to be in the way. And the only way we can do that is by keeping, by taking heed according to his word. Do you know why it's so important that we memorize scripture? So that we can have it with us when we start to wander in the way. When we start to get out of the way, the word of God is what's going to keep us in the way. Verse number 12, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Remember what we read in Psalm chapter 1 and verse number 2? But his delight, you remember that? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. When you memorize scripture, it's not for you to just take and put into your head and then leave it there. It's designed for you to use. Specifically, boys and girls, it's designed to use against temptation. Some of you will recognize the story of Christ as he went into the wilderness and fasted and prayed for 40 days. And then the devil shows up, and he showed up for one reason. He showed up to tempt Jesus. He took these stones and he says, Jesus, you've got the power to turn this stone into bread. Why don't you do it? How did Jesus respond? He didn't say no. He didn't look at the devil and say, I'm not doing what you say. You know what he responded with? A memory verse. He responded to temptation with a memory verse. What's going to happen while you're trying to get in the way? Your flesh, your friends, the world is going to tell you to get out of the way. They're going to tempt you. And your flesh itself is going to say, I don't want to do this anymore. It's too hard. I don't want to obey anymore. I don't want to honor anymore. So you know what you combat that with? No. Say it out loud. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. When you're tempted to disobey, you know what you have to pull out? A memory verse. That's what God gives us to keep us in the way. It's His Word. Just memorizing a verse for the ability to stand in front of somebody and quote it does you no good at all. You need to use God's Word. In my garage, I have a whole toolbox full of tools. I've got screwdrivers, wrenches, I've got ratchets, I've got all kinds of things. But I hardly ever use any of them. You know why? Because they're in the garage at home. You know what tool I use every single day of my life? This one right here. It's a piece of junk if you're quite honest about it. This knife is not the best knife you can buy. You can get a much better, much sharper knife. This pair of pliers is really, really cheap, to be honest. I've broken I don't know how many of these pliers and had to get them fixed. I've got little screwdrivers in here. I've got little tools that I can use. You know why I end up using this every day of my life? Because it's always right there. I always carry it on me. You know what we need to have as Christians? We need to have God's Word always right there. How does that work? Let's just say there's a young man or a young lady in here that deals with stealing. You have a problem with taking things that don't belong to you. It's so bad that you're out here at church camp and you've already seen something that belongs to somebody else in the cabin and you've either been tempted to take it or you've already taken it. You deal with a problem of stealing. You know what you do? You go to God's Word and you find a verse that God can use to help you to stay in the way. You find Proverbs 10:2, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. And so when you are tempted to steal, you quote that verse and say, I don't want to get out of the way. I want to get in the way. And what's going to keep you in the way? God's Word will keep you in the way. That's what we are memorizing verses for. It's not just for points on a team. It's so that you can have that tool ready when the temptation comes. Well, Brother Case, I'm a big boy. I'm larger than anybody else. And to be honest, it's real easy for me to be a bully. It's real easy for me to go over to the games and take the real small midget kids and just push them out of the way and say, this is my game. Oh, I know they can't play as well as I can, but I just love spiking it in their face and laughing at them. I'm a bully. Well, what do? How do you combat that? You get a memory verse. Oh, I have a problem being cruel. Proverbs 11, verse 17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. How do we stay in the way? We get in God's word. We memorize God's word, and we meditate upon God's word. We keep God's word always with us. I'm not saying you got to carry your Bible everywhere you go. I say what you're dealing with, the disobedience, the dishonor. You say, God, I need a verse. You know where you can find that very quickly? It's by going to somebody that is willing to reprove you in the way. A mom, a dad, a Sunday school teacher, a bus captain. You say, I have to admit, I'm out of the way. I'm not obeying my parents. Can you give me a verse out of the Bible? Because I need it to keep me in the way. Workers that are here with the children, when you're giving advice to a child, it should always, always tie back to a verse out of the Word of God. It should not be your ideas and your opinions. It should always be, you know why we do this? Because of the Word of God. We don't obey our parents just because it is right. We obey our parents because it's the Word of God. Young men, young ladies, if you are going to stay in the way, if you're going to stay there, you've got to get the Word of God, and not just in your head, but in your heart. It's got to be in you. It's got to be there for you to pull out at a moment's notice and say, I need God's tools right now. I need this verse because I'm tempted to get out of the way. Young men, young ladies, the way to stay in the way is by getting God's word in your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Let me have everybody's heads bowed and everybody's eyes closed. Do you want to get in the way? Then you need to drive your heart into God's word. What do you deal with at home? What sin are you dealing with? The only way to fight off that temptation is with God's word. Dear Lord, I love you. I thank you so much for this principle in your word. Lord, I ask that you would just help us to memorize and meditate upon your word. It is the only thing, Lord, it's the only thing that is going to keep us in the way. We do love you, Lord. Thank you for this time. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, that ties right in with what we already talked about this morning, memorizing the Word of God. And we gave you extra points today. We want to see not only what you've already memorized, but what you can retain, what you can say. So you got bonus points for all the ones that you can say from the past. And we're going to give you, after you say today's verses, we're going to give you all the way up till the evening service to say all the past day's verses, all right? So I hope you'll tell Brother Mike that you appreciate him before he gets out of here. We're not, again, he may hang out like he did yesterday a little while, but make sure sometime along the way that you say thank you to Brother Mike for being here and preaching to us. Now, can I get one of you guys to run over and make sure that they are ready for us for lunch? One of the counselors. Thank you, Steve. All right, let's get the points. After a lot of days of competition, after games, after a large amount of bribery, after spaceships and flags, after cotton balls and cheering. And team chants. The team that's in the lead has 220,000 points. And that team is... Well, let me tell you that it took a lot of cotton balls to get to where they are, all right? And so the team with the most points currently, we still have another massive game, Bible, memory verses, and things to do. It's Alpha. Omega only trails by about 7,000 points and not quite that many. And have 213,000 points. All right, now, let's pray for the meal. Did we already do that? Did I already pray for the food? I didn't. All right, let's pray for the food, and then we'll let the cleanest cabins go out first. All right, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we do thank you for the food. We thank you for the message. I do pray, dear God, this week that young people will find the importance of memorizing Scripture. I pray that you'd help them to realize that if they're going to live a victorious Christian life and stay in the way, then they're going to have to carry the Scripture inside their heart. I pray, dear God, that you be with the food, strength, and nourish our bodies today with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Cleanest cabins, you may go. I think you can ask her, but I think so. No, that's all right. Oh, Mega and Alpha. Guys, go out this door. Ladies, go out the back door, and you're dismissed. Guys, this door over here. Guys, on this side, go out this door. Boom. Oh. Oh, Alpha. Oh. Hi, your face...